In the studio with us now to talk more about both Henry Kissinger resigning and Trent Lott not resigning are Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard, and E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post. Let's start first with the news conference Senator Lott held this afternoon in Mississippi. Bill Kristol, we heard Trent Lott apologize yet again for his remarks about Strom Thurmond. Will it be enough to allow him to keep his job?
I'm not sure. It really depends on whether his colleagues want him to be majority leader, to be Republican leader of the Senate for the next 2 years. Again, no one has really called on him to resign as senator from Mississippi. Lott, I think, is eliding the difference between resigning as senator and serving as Republican leader. My sense from talking to Republicans on the Hill is they would prefer to have another leader. My sense from talking to people in the White House is that they would prefer to have someone else of the 51 Republican senators be the Republican leader for the next couple of years. The question is, will the White House push Lott hard? Will the White House encourage another Republican senator to stand forward and offer himself as an alternative to Lott, or at least another Republican senator to step forward and say, Senator Lott must go?
E.J.?
Well, first of all, Bill is right. This is all in the hands of the Republican Party, and indeed, to a large degree, this has been driven by criticism from Republicans. I think the strongest group in favor of Lott remaining are Democrats, who would like to have him around as leader for a couple of years after all of this. In my conversations today, Republicans were talking about what a great leader somebody like Bill Frist of Tennessee might make. There are Republicans who are very partisan toward Don Nichols. The problem is none of these people can be the people who push Trent Lott out. And there's a real question of whether there are senators who will take the chance of being the first to push him out and then having a coup fail. You can never try to kill the king unless you succeed in the old expression. I think Republican commentators, on the other hand, are probably going to push very hard. Buzzflash.com, a very cheeky liberal website, wrote this week that when all the conservative commentators came out in common saying that Lott should quit, you could see that Karwove's knife was already in his back. Now, I'm not sure that's true, but that's certainly a perception out there in the Republican Party, I think, as well.
Just wonder, the problem for Trent Lott here for the past several days, at least in some quarters, was people suspected that his real sympathies had shown through in the moment when he praised Strom Thurmond circa 1948. I'm just curious whether you think his statements today, but Bill Kristol, you can answer, his statements today, which would be no, he's proud of all the changes that have taken place, was he being sincere?
I don't know. I'm not very good at judging people's what's in people's heart. I would say that I think what he showed was in what he said, but especially in the first two or three of his own responses to mm-hmm. what he said, his attempts to apologize and clarify. He showed such a lack of historical understanding of what he had said, mm-hmm. of why people really would be appalled at the notion that it's not just politeness to an elderly man to say that, gee, it would have been nice if you had won the presidency on the Dixiecrat ticket in 1948. He was so sort of ununderstanding of what he had said that one really doubted his judgment more than his, I think, sympathies or sincerity.
And I think what drove this story were a lot of other news stories about what he had done in the past. I mean, there were stories about how his voting record on civil rights issues in recent years was actually more conservative than Strom Thurmond's, whether you're talking about the King holiday or the Voting Rights Act. He made a statement very much like this back in 1980. So there was a sense that, putting aside, the issue here is not whether Trent Lott is a racist. I don't think Trent Lott is a racist. The issue is, what are his real feelings about civil rights and the advances in civil rights? And there's a lot in the record that suggested he was very uncomfortable.
Is the tone here, is that important, whether or not he actually was able to atone, not just with the right words, but sort of on a subliminal text, because the Republicans are trying very hard to reach out beyond their base? And is it going to be very difficult for them to do that if he is part of the public face of the Republican Party?
Look, I think most Republicans do not relish the idea of a lot of tough political fights, a Supreme Court nomination perhaps in the summer, in which issues of civil rights are going to be front and center, and which many conservatives and Republicans want to honestly argue that you can be against racial preferences, for example, or you can be for a strict construction of the Constitution without being tarred with Southern segregationism or racial insensitivity. You don't want Trent Lott as the Senate Republican leader in those circumstances, and I really don't think George W. Bush wants Trent Lott as the Republican leader in those circumstances, and that's why I think he will go.
Getting a quick question about Henry Kissinger. E.J., Henry Kissinger now, following George Mitchell, the Democrat before him, has decided not to serve on the commission looking into September 11th. These are two grand old men of Washington, and they seem to find it impossible to set their private businesses aside or disclose them sufficiently to be able to do this job. Something important here, and will we ever have a commission that'll have credibility?
I think we'll have a commission with more credibility now, because I think this was a very special case where this commission's job is twofold. One is to tell Americans what changes our government needs to make us safer, but also to tell us just what happened. After the Warren Commission, no matter what it reported, there were all kinds of theories about what actually happened in the Kennedy assassination for years and years. It's very important that there be no questions whatsoever that somebody has some sort of outside entanglement that would affect their conduct on this commission. And if Mr. Kissinger couldn't disclose his dealings, which after all related either directly or indirectly with many foreign governments about which we want answers concerning September 11th, he was going to have a problem.
E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post, Bill Kristol of The Weekly Standard, thanks to both of you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.